You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah, they've got good long backs on them.
Yeah, they're fattening up nicely.
So how come Linda's saying she won't pay you?
Oh, you know what she's like.
You've done everything she asked.
I know. The chimney's the last straw, apparently. Far too bright and shiny.
Well, she wants the stove to work, doesn't she?
It's an abomination against her and the Queen, she reckons.
You should put your foot down. Tell her that's it. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, you want to try telling her. Oh, pass me that bucket of scraps, will you?
Yep.
There you go. Oh, we'll be lucky to make any profit at all, especially now we're covering for Alf.
I told you, Dad, we'll help with that.
No, it's okay, son. We'll manage, thanks all the same. But if Linda thinks we're going to carry on customising it for her at no extra charge...
Why don't you paint the chimney black?
You what?
Well, you know, if you did it matte, that'd make it a lot less shiny. Use one of them metal paints.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's got to be worth a try.
You can ask if you like. She won't listen to me.
Okay, I will. She'll take the hut over there anyway.
Well, that's if she still wants it.
Yeah, of course she does. And once it's there, we can show her the stove working with the new chimney.
Yeah, well, that could help.
I'll give her a call now.
Yeah, okay. Hey, that new watch George bought looks pretty special.
Yeah, he was well pleased with it.
Did he get it with his birthday money?
No, it costs way more than that. He reckons he's been saving his pocket money.
Oh, well, good for him. Maybe he's...
Wait, hang on.
Right.
Hello, Linda Snell speaking.
Oh, hello, Linda. It's Ed Grundy.
Oh, Ed, hello. What can I do for you?
We were wondering, would it be okay to bring the shepherd's hut over this afternoon?
Has your father done something about that awful cow?
Yeah, we can talk about that when we get there.
I shall be very unhappy if he hasn't.
Just make sure it's okay to deliver it.
So if we bring it over about 2, we can get the stove going.
Well, if it's not fixed, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
No, honest, Linda, it's best to get it properly fitted in your garden.
Well, I was hoping to have it in place by now.
Well, there you go then. And once we're there, we'll get the stove going and you'll see how brilliantly it's working.
Look what I'm making.
Oh, what's that?
It's a boat.
That's nice.
For Mummy's birthday.
Oh. She'll love that.
When are we going to see her?
I'm not sure, Henry. Soon, hopefully.
When will Daddy get better?
You are asking a lot of questions.
Will he come home soon?
Yes, I hope so. Oh, look, here's Uncle Tom.
Hi, Henry. Are you having fun?
Yes, it's finished now.
Hey, that's really good.
It's for Mummy.
Oh, right. That's great.
Perhaps you can make something for Tom now.
All right.
Oh, thank you. There's another Echo journalist out there snooping around.
I don't know what they expect to find.
Dad had a go at him.
Oh, no. Did he?
I had to pull him back, but I was tempted to join in.
Oh, no, we can't, Tom. It'd just make things worse.
And then there's the cars coming in, seeing the shops closed, driving out again.
You'd have thought they'd have heard.
Well, they have now, and I don't suppose they'll be back. Why would you?
Oh, Tom, I hardly dare set foot outside the door.
When will all the people go away?
Soon, my darling, very soon.
Can we see Mummy and Daddy when they've gone?
Oh, Henry, yes. I hope so. I really do.
Peggy says Rob's still in the ICU.
Yeah, well, according to Jenny, they're hoping to move him on to the general ward this week.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Poor devil.
I still can't really take it in. And Ian's as shocked as I am.
Oh, of course.
He's very concerned about Helen's mental state.
Well, as we all are. Oh, look, are you joining us for lunch, Adam?
Yeah, Mum asked earlier.
Good. Right, well...
Brian, would you be okay if we did a quick run-through of my presentation for the board meeting?
What now?
Well, no, whenever suits you.
All right. How about 2:30?
Sure.
Excellent.
I thought you and Mum were going out somewhere.
Well, we were, but you've just given me the perfect excuse to get out of it.
Well, if it suits you, it suits me. I can get off to Nets afterwards.
You're a few players down this season, aren't you?
Oh, we certainly are. When you consider we've lost Rob, Charlie, probably Tom and Johnny too.
That's nearly half a team.
Dan's not going to be around either. Difficult to keep the younger ones enthusiastic.
Yes, well, good luck with that.
Don't suppose you fancy getting your whites on, do you?
Oh, ha, ha, very funny, Adam.
Nearly there.
He's awfully close.
That's
to
the... it.
What was that? What did he hit?
It's okay, Linda.
No, it isn't. I'm sure he hit something.
No, it was me.
What?
See?
Oh, well, please don't do that, Eddie.
I was just letting Edward know.
Oh, I see.
All right, Hala. I'll put the chalks under.
Chalks?
As we discussed, to make it steady.
Oh, of course, yes. Well, it looks different somehow. Now it's in situ.
It's the same as it's always been, ain't it, Edward?
Yeah, it looks perfect.
Yes, I think I'll be the judge of that, thank you.
Well, as soon as I've done these, we can go inside.
And then we can get a lovely warm fire going, can't we?
I know you've heard it before, Brian, but not all the board members have.
No, I suppose not.
Is this more of your the farmer's not for turning shtick?
No, Adam, no. You know I'm perfectly willing to embrace change. But only if it's a significant improvement on what we had before.
Of course.
And I have to say, your mob grazing idea is too left field for me.
Well, be that as it may.
But as it happens, I think this no-till system is far more interesting.
Oh, that's a good start. I'm still wondering how much detail to give them.
Oh, like lower costs and healthier soils?
Yes.
Well, I'd say lay it on a bit. Tell them you'll be making fewer passes with the machinery, so diesel costs will be lower too.
Ah, so you did read my speech.
Of course. You need to emphasise it's just something we're considering at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the soil report will impress them. Plus what the agronomists have been saying.
You'd hope so.
I can't see any good reason why they'd object.
Then I can rely on your backing?
Yes, Adam, you can.
Thanks, Brian, that's great.
Now all you have to do is convince the rest of the board.
Nice and cosy, eh? The folding bed.
Very narrow.
Emma reckons they're well down on customers at the tea room. There's hardly any families in at all.
Well, you can't blame them, not with everything that's been in the papers.
Even if half of it is made up. The shop being closed doesn't help either.
I'm sure it doesn't.
Well, at least the reporters are drinking loads of coffee, so that's something.
Hardly, Ed. The Fourth Estate has a lot to answer for.
Yeah, Clary was saying. Her and Susan get pestered all the time.
What I struggle with is the people involved. They were so much in love.
Yeah, you'd never have thought, would you?
Helen's always been a bit funny, though, when you think back.
But to attack poor Rob, beggars belief. We can only pray that he makes a full and speedy recovery.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right, I better get off. Emma will be wondering where I am.
Well, thank you, Ed, for delivering my heart.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, Dad's amazed me. I don't mind saying. Looks lovely now it's here.
Yes, I must say, apart from the...
And I reckon that chimney's going to be fine. You know, once you've painted it black, you'll hardly notice it. It'll disappear.
We shall see.
Oh, looks like an April shower coming our way. See you later, Dad.
Leave the door open, Ed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, Linda, now we've got everything in place, how about we settle up?
Come with me, Eddie.
Okay. That's a fine plume of smoke, that is. The stove's drawing the fire nicely.
Oh, I can see that. But it's unfinished business.
Yeah, we've said we'll paint it, though.
Yes, but when? And what about those other little finishing touches you promised?
I'll do them as soon as I can.
But I'm afraid that's not good enough. I've already told you, no more money until the job is finished.
Now, hold on. I've already forked out...
No, Eddie, no. I will not hold on.
I'm a small businessman. I can't afford to carry the debt.
As far as I'm concerned, you have yet to fulfil the contract.
Yeah, but Linda, just between you and me, we had a bit of a family financial
emergency. No, I'm sorry, but no more excuses. I'm not saying I don't think it's promising. Complete the job and then you'll get your money.
Oh, this ain't right.
Please stop mumbling, Eddie.
All right, have it your way. I'll be back by the end of the week to finish things off.
There. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Where's Henry?
With your dad. Watching a DVD.
How's he feeling about going back to school?
Okay, I think. We've tried not to talk about it too much.
That's probably a good idea.
They've said they'll keep an eye on him.
Good. You haven't seen the papers today, have you?
They're the last thing I want to look at right now. Why?
It's just... No, it doesn't matter.
Well, go on, Tom, tell me.
The limo at Blossom Hill on Friday. The one Rob arranged for Helen's birthday.
Oh, God.
There's a couple of headlines.
No, that's enough.
Sorry. Oh, we've got at least another couple of hours out there tonight.
How's Johnny coping?
He's okay. We'll be fine. Just have to keep going.
You've just made it so much harder for yourself, though, haven't you?
Well?
Getting rid of Jazza like that, just when we need all the help we can get.
You know why I did it.
You lost your temper.
No! You didn't hear what he said.
Why did you have to be so stupid?
Please, Mum.
I'm sorry, Tom. I don't want to row with you.
No, neither do I. We'll get through this, Mum. We will.
She didn't even want to see us on her birthday.
I know.
It goes round and round in my head. Why doesn't she want to see us?
I know. But perhaps it'll be different after she sees the barrister tomorrow.
Oh, maybe. But... Helen...
Oh, I don't like to think of her in there.
It's unbearable. It's like we've lost her, Tom.
Don't say that, Mum.
No. It does. And I don't know if we'll ever get her back again.
Yeah, we're completely run off our feet.
So how come you're in here, Neil? I mean, not that I'm not grateful, of course.
Well, I promised Jazza.
Ah, he's been nursing that drink ever since we opened. That's £7.10, please.
All right.
Thanks.
It's not good news, though.
No?
No, I've been trying to get Tom to take him back, but he won't have it.
Jazza never was one for caring, what he says.
Yeah, but he's landed himself in it this time. He's got nowhere to live.
Yeah, I know. He's kipping on Fallon's sofa. She uses the spare room for all her upcycling stuff.
How long's that going to last, though?
Until Jim moves back to Greenacres. Then Jazza can move in as well, can't he?
I suppose.
Any other news from Bridge Farm?
Well, you'll have to ask them, Kenton. I'll just keep my head down and get on with it.
Fair enough.
Guess who's taken 3 more bookings for our St George's Day special?
Whoa, excellent. We'll be packed out at this rate.
Yeah, especially with the FA Cup semis.
Oh, and the quiz. It's going to be a bumper weekend.
Wayne's got some great ideas for the menu. Dragon pie. A maiden in distress cocktail.
Oh, sounds good.
Nathan, what can I get you?
Here comes the prof.
Good afternoon, Kenton.
Afternoon, Jim. What's your pleasure?
A whiskey, please.
Single malt?
Of course.
Coming right up. Will we be seeing you at the quiz on Friday?
The one you've entitled England's Green and Pleasant Land?
Yes, that's the one.
It depends if I can take time out from sorting things for the move.
Oh, I'm sure you can. It's only a couple of hours.
Then I shall do my best.
That's 3:20. Huh. I bet you know all about St George, don't you?
Yes, he was an early Christian martyr, raised to the level of tribune by Diocletian, before he was executed for refusing to recant his Christian beliefs.
Yes, that's the one. Cheers, sir. Oh, and what can you tell me about the dragon?
Oh, that's a story brought back to this country by 11th century crusaders, probably derived from the myth of Perseus.
This is all good stuff, Jim. If I get a pen and paper, will you go through it again for me?
Yes, but you know the dragon's pure fantasy. And George had absolutely nothing to do with England.
Jim, keep it down. Next you'll be saying there's no such thing as Father Christmas.
Oh, no, I'd never say that.
Anyway, we're celebrating right through the weekend.
And, of course, the same weekend's the 400th anniversary of the passing of the Bard of Avon.
Oh, of course. Maybe he deserves a look in too.
Oh, I didn't realise Jazza was in.
Yeah, looks like Neil's told him he hasn't got his job back.
Well, that's a pity.
Still, at least you'll both be back in Greenacres soon.
Yes, but as I said, there's still a lot to do before we reach that stage.
I think Jazza's really looking forward to it, though.
Yes. Well, we need to talk about it.
No time like the present.
Perhaps. I'll catch him another time, when he's not so busy.
I have come across people before who don't want contact.
But it's so unlike Helen. Could you at least tell her Henry went back to school today?
All right.
I'm sure she'd want to know.
She's been through deep trauma, Pat.
Of course.
People react to that in different ways. I'll need to establish a bond of trust with her.
Yes.
And I won't prolong the meeting unnecessarily if she doesn't want to talk.
Oh, I really hope she does. But even if she doesn't, there's still time before the bail hearing, isn't there?
Yes. We have to take it a step at a time, Pat.
I understand.
In my experience, there's usually a very good reason why someone takes such terrible, drastic action. All we need to do is find out what that was.
Jazza reckons he's not bothered about the job.
Really?
I don't believe him, though. All he's got is the milk round. That's not going to keep him going.
You'd think he'd jump at the chance to go back.
He'll be missing his lasses. He's a natural pig man. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
What? Neil, you'll be interested to hear this.
What's that?
Josh Archer's only tried to persuade Wayne he should be using the Fairbrothers eggs from now on.
I don't believe it. Is he still here?
No, he didn't hang around after I told him we already pay enough for your free-range eggs.
I have a good mind to... You know, he's been trying it on at the shop and the tea room as well. Not to mention promoting them in the Echo.
Yeah, I saw that article.
Well, he's gone too far this time. He hasn't listened to one word I've said.
Oh, well done, Jolene. Another happy customer.
Helen?
What?
I asked
so
you...
is Henry okay?
He's fine. He went back to school today.
Oh.
Perhaps you'd like to tell me about Henry. How old is he?
5. But is he okay?
Yes, Helen, he is. Why do you think he might not be?
He didn't see much.
Are you talking about the incident?
I got him out of the kitchen and put a DVD on.
What do you think he might have seen? What were you protecting him from?
I made sure. He hardly saw anything.
What did he hardly see, Helen? Can you tell me about that?
But he's all right.
Yes. Your mum and dad are looking after him.
Okay. As long as he's safe.
I can assure you he's safe.
I had to make him safe.
Safe from what? What were you keeping Henry safe from?
You know.
Do you mean Rob? Helen, were you keeping Henry safe from Rob?
Since I'm a bad mother.
Why would he think that?
Not fit to look after
Henry. Did Rob say that? Why would he say that?
He's right. Can't keep him safe.
But you said you got Henry out of the kitchen and put a DVD on. Were you protecting him from Rob? Or didn't you want him to see?
I had to keep him safe. I had to.
It sounds like you were protecting Henry, being a good mother.
I thought he was dead.
Who? No. Rob.
No, I can't do this. I can't.
Helen.
No.
Helen. Come on. Come and sit down again.
I'm no good. I mean, he said I wasn't.
It's all right. Come on. Let's sit back down. That's it. All right. Now, take your time. There's no rush.
What's going to happen to my baby?
Well, we'll talk about that in
will
a moment.
Will he be safe?
Yes, I'm sure he will be.
They'll say I'm not fit to be a mother. That's what Rob says. That's...
No one's decided anything yet.
But he's right, I'm not!
Here. There. Are you all right to go on?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Helen. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about what actually happened.
I thought he was dead.
So you saw him lying there and you thought he was dead?
What'll happen when I have the baby? Oh, will I be in hospital?
Yes, you can have him in hospital.
Not in here?
No. Even if you're on remand, you'll still be able to give birth in hospital.
Just like normal?
Well, there would be a prison officer present.
All the time?
Well, they'll be outside while you're in active labour.
But they'd be nearby all the time.
Yes, but they're used to these situations.
And where do we go afterwards?
Well, hopefully you'd be transferred onto a specialist mother and baby unit.
Where?
I don't know. There aren't that many of them and places are limited, so it may not be close to home.
I won't be going home.
No.
What about bail?
Then things would be different.
Would I go home?
No. You'll be placed in somewhere like a bail hostel under conditions, one of those being it can't be too close to Ambridge. You wouldn't be allowed to see or interact with any of the prosecution witnesses. That means Henry, Kirsty and Rob.
No, I can't. I can't do it. Oh, God, help me. Help me, please.
It's all right, Helen. I can see how hard this is for you. Let me get you some water. Have a little break. I'm sorry, Helen, but I'm afraid that's how the system works. All right. Perhaps we'll finish for today. Helen, I do understand that none of this is easy. If I didn't have to ask, I promise I wouldn't. But if we're going to make the best case we can, I will need some answers from you soon. You do understand?
Yes. Soon. I promise.
And when you do tell me, you can't leave anything out, no matter how painful or scary, because I need to know everything.
They're still sanding the floors. Then there's carpets to go down, curtains to hang. And that's before we even get onto the furniture.
Oh, sounds like you got your hands full. But I'm sure Jazzer will help, won't he?
Well, actually...
You were going to grab him for a chat, weren't you, Jim? I think he's gone home now, though.
Well, semper erit cross.
As they say. Now, I've got one for you.
One what?
A quiz question. Who was the first king?
Actually, I promised Christina I'd meet her for a walk, and I'm already running late. Sorry, Kenton. Bye now.
Bye, Jem.
He's been very shifty.
He's having second thoughts about Jazza. Anyway, we still need another idea or two to make this weekend go with a bang.
How about a Shakespeare poetry slam?
Are you serious?
I know. How about hiring a dragon?
Jolene, darling, you are a genius.
We didn't really get that far.
You must have some idea how she's coping.
There's still a long way to go, Pat. This was only our first meeting.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
There's no need to apologise.
She's all alone and there's nothing I can do.
At least we've made a start.
You say she didn't engage much?
Not a great deal, no. Although when she asked about the birth...
Oh, it's barbaric. She'll have no one there who loves her.
I know.
Then they'll take her off to some prison unit miles away.
We may still get bail.
That's hardly any better. I'll still be nowhere near her. Oh, Helen, what have you done to deserve all this?
I did detect something, though, Pat, when she talked about Henry.
She loves him so much.
And the baby. There was a strength in her. We can build on that.
Did she say anything about contacting us?
I'm afraid not.
I won't stop trying. I'll keep writing.
And that's the best thing you can do. Keep telling her you love her.
I will.
I'm sure she'll respond when she's ready.
And when she does, I'll be there for her. I won't stop believing in Helen, no matter what happens.
It's not exactly the Ritz, is it?
No, but it's not the ICU either, and for that I am eternally grateful.
Well, yes, of course.
Could you pour me a glass of water?
Oh, they have said it's all right to drink as much as you want.
Of course they have. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I just don't want us doing the wrong thing.
Oh, please stop fussing, Mum.
I am not fussing. Now, oh, would you like something to read? Oh. I brought in some of your father's old Wilbur Smiths.
Oh, no, thank you.
Are you comfortable? I could plump your pillows for you.
No, I'm fine. Apart from this wretched stoma.
Oh, I know, it's horrible, darling.
It's disgusting.
But the doctors have said it's only temporary.
6 months at least.
Yes, but I know you'll get through it.
Nurse! Nurse!
We'll get through this together.
It's not you that's got to put up with it.
No, I know. But I'm not going anywhere. I'll make sure they give you the best care possible until you're ready to go home.
I can't wait.
Oh, didn't they say it could be this weekend?
If it all goes well, yes. But I want to see Henry before then.
Oh, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I've already told you, haven't I?
Yes, but I wasn't certain you meant it.
Well, I did. In fact, why don't you ring Pat and Tony?
Really?
Yeah. Tell them to bring him this afternoon. I can't wait to see his little face again.
Okay, that's the fence on.
And here they come.
Oh, I love that sight.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, thanks for helping move the caravan, Pip.
No problem. So, nearly 50 eggs today.
Yeah, you thought we'd never get it off the ground.
I know, Rex. But I'm glad you're still trying to prove me wrong.
You could do with a dose of optimism from Josh.
Have you heard about Neil, though? He had a real go at Josh last week for promoting your eggs over theirs.
Oh, tell me something I don't know. Neil came to see me. Never seen him so stern. Said I had to have a word with Josh.
So, did you?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Well, I told him he really needs to back off on the marketing. Me and Toby could do all that.
How did that go down?
Oh, he was fine.
Was he?
Yeah, didn't take it in at all. As far as I could see, water off a duck's back.
What is he up to?
Well, he didn't seem too bothered at the prospect of packing in the free-range eggs altogether, if you ask me. Mm. He's going on about buying Neil and Haley out, putting those hens in with ours and making more profit.
Well, it's a point of view.
Well, it's all very well for you and Josh. I'm the one that has to take all the flack.
How do you mean?
Well, my old Christmas was about fending off Grundies, geese and turkey wars.
Well, I don't suppose that'd bother Josh too much. He'd probably enjoy it.
Yeah, just like Toby. It's not my bag, Pip. If I'm going to live here, I want to get on with people.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past my little brother to let the value of the free-range business fall so he could buy them out more cheaply when they got fed up with him.
Oh, no. Surely not.
Oh, you don't know him like I know him.
Oh, anyway, it's me that's going to be taking the next lot of sample boxes round.
Good idea.
You could come with me if you like. Might be fun.
Oh, I don't know, Rex. I've got a lot on.
Oh, sure.
By the way, did you know Bert's finished rebuilding the Eggmobile?
Has he? Hasn't said anything to me.
Yeah? Well, don't know why. It's ready to be picked up, anyway.
Oh, just when Toby's away. Never there when you want him.
Hey, I'm sure you, me and Bert could manage it between us.
Oh, I thought you were really pushed for time.
Funnily enough, I've got a window in my diary this afternoon.
You want to do it now?
Why not? So long as Bert's up for it.
Poor Henry. He was obviously bursting.
And rather overexcited.
At least he didn't have an accident.
Only because he didn't want to make Rob cross. Which tells us something.
Oh, come on, Pat. You must stop reading things into everything.
I can't help it. We have no idea what was really going on.
Exactly. I don't want to speculate.
Oh, Tony, I don't want to do this. I want Henry to see Helen.
Yeah. Rob's got every right to see Henry. And you know how desperate Henry's been to see him.
I know. The look on his face when we told him.
Yeah. It was a picture, wasn't it?
Well,
he did smile. Here he comes.
Have you seen Daddy yet?
No, we've been waiting for you.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did.
Good boy. Now, hold my hand.
Come on!
Shall I ask the nurse where he is?
No, it's okay. I can see him over there.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear, poor Rob.
Daddy!
Oh, Henry, what did we say?
Sorry.
Do you think he's asleep?
No, Pat, I'm not asleep.
Daddy, Daddy!
Oh, Henry. I've been so looking forward to seeing you.
It's all right, Henry. You can touch him. Hello, Rob.
Hello there.
Have you missed me?
Lots and lots and lots.
How are you, Rob?
Tony.
Oh, sorry. Stupid question.
You look funny.
Remember what we said about Daddy having an accident?
It's all right, Henry. I'm getting better now.
Come on, open the gate. Well, that's it.
Not a man to be rushed, Albert.
True.
But then who cares? He's done such a great job on the Eggmobile.
Thanks, Bert.
Ooh. Wow, top driving.
It's nothing special.
No. This gate's really narrow. I'm sure I'd have scraped it.
So I'm not just a pretty face, then?
I've always had you down as more than that.
You know, Bert really likes having you two staying with him.
Does he? I thought we'd made his life hell.
No. He speaks very highly of you, Rex.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Not sure he's quite so keen on Toby, though.
Who can blame him?
Brothers, eh? Is this far enough?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for doing this, Pip. It's really appreciated.
Oh, no problem.
We make a good team, don't we?
I suppose so.
Perhaps you'd like to come with Grandma Ursula next time, hmm?
Okay.
Right, Henry, let's go to the cafe, shall we? And Granny will come down after she's talked to Daddy.
Can I have a hot chocolate?
Oh, I think that's allowed.
He's done ever so well at school these last couple of days.
I'm glad to hear he's gone back.
It's been very difficult for him. Well, for all of us, really.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Though, obviously not as difficult as for you.
No. But then I have had a severed artery, collapsed lung and a perforated bowel to deal with. Not to mention the abdominal infection that nearly killed me.
No. No, of course. I'm sorry, Robert. I didn't mean to imply...
It's all right, Pat. No one's blaming you.
Well, no.
To be honest, I'm just grateful to be alive.
Yes, thank goodness. We've all been so worried. I mean, about you.
Was there something in particular you wanted to say?
Yes. Well, I thought... Perhaps you've got a message you'd like me to pass on.
Who to?
Helen. No, I'm so sorry. That was a stupid idea. I just thought, well,
oh,
you might want
to... Oh, I see you're still here.
Oh, yes. Hello, Ursula.
I got you some fresh fruit, darling. There's a stall outside the hospital. Are you crying?
No, Mum, it's all right. I'm all right.
I think it's time for you to go.
Yes,
I don't know what
course.
You've been saying to Robert, but the last thing he needs now is any sort of upset.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
It's very lucky for all of us, but particularly for your daughter, that he's made of such stern stuff.
What do you mean?
Do I have to spell it out for you? He very nearly died, which would have escalated the charges against her considerably.
Yes, I know.
Look, shall we agree? Now that you've brought the child in, there's no need for you to come again. If Rob wants to see him, then I will bring him in.
I'm truly sorry, Ursula.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Can't you see how upset he is?
Yes, I know.
So now you've completed your little mission of mercy, why don't you just disappear and never come back?
Thanks again, Bert. See you later.
He really has done a great job.
Oh, it's going to work a treat when we move the birds in.
And he said he didn't want any money.
No, but I'm going to make sure his garden's ready in time for the Queen's official birthday.
It's not long, though, is it?
Well, we'll be OK.
Linda's already got adverts up for hers on the village website.
I know. Bert's fuming about it.
They're very competitive, aren't they?
Yeah. But Toby's got this great contact to the web designers we used for the geese.
Would she be female, by any chance?
How did you guess? Anyway, she'll knock spots off whatever Linda comes up with.
You hope?
No, no, she will. Don't worry. Then on the day, everyone will come and see Bert's garden instead.
Just seeing him like that.
I know.
And Ursula was so angry. She was vicious.
At least Henry seems to be okay.
I know. It's done him good. But the way Rob talked to him, almost as if we didn't count.
Or weren't even there.
No. What that poor boy must have seen.
Oh, love, don't.
State Rob's in. I can't even begin to imagine.
Please, Pat, we're going round in circles.
I can't help it, Tony. Not when Helen's in prison and he's... Well...
We've got to give it time.
What do you mean?
Before we know the truth. If Rob was to blame. Or if it was both.
No, Tony. It can't have been. That's not Helen. You saw him. She could never do that, not to anyone.
So maybe not.
Poor Helen. First John, then Greg, now this.
Oh, don't, Pat. We've been through tough times, all of us. We got through somehow.
Yes.
So we've just got to do that again, I suppose.
I'm not sure I've got the strength to see it through this time.
Oh, who's that? Oh. Hello?
Eddie, it's collapsed.
Sorry, Linda. What has?
What you installed in my shepherd's hutch to pass for a folding bed.
Well...
I wasn't born yesterday, Eddie.
So, what exactly happened?
Well, it fell apart the very first time we used it, because it is an old pasting table.
I reinforced it?
Reinforced? We could have been seriously injured.
But you're okay, aren't you?
No, Eddie, I am not okay. It's far too narrow as well. I should have said so from the start.
That was the original design.
No, no, I specifically asked for... Well, never mind.
Look, all right, Linda, but as it happens, I'm quite busy.
Don't you dare tell me you're busy. If you don't come now, you won't get a penny more from me.
The grass is looking good. It's got good bottom in it. So what do you reckon, Mum? A couple of weeks for first cut? Or do you think it needs longer? No, so long as we get good dry weather. 2 weeks sounds about right. We should get some good silage out of this. Yeah, hopefully. You better check it's the same on the other side, Pip. Okay. Come on, Tig. Good boy. We can see how the heifers are doing in Ashfield as well. Is everyone going to Auntie Elizabeth's dinner tomorrow night? I think so. Apart from Dan. He's in France, isn't he? Looking at battlefields. Where the tank regiment fought after the D-Day landings. Sounds like a nice jolly to me. Shula says he's got to give a presentation. Oh, right. Oh, isn't the sunshine lovely? I love this time of year, with the blossom coming out. Josh reckons he heard a cuckoo the other day, but I don't believe him. He might have done. You still get them occasionally. He probably just said it to wind up Jim and Robert. Maybe. He's certainly upset Neil, hasn't he? Oh, so you heard about that. Susan was going on about it in the shop. Me and Rex had a chat about it too. What did he say? Well, basically, he's told Josh to leave the marketing alone. Rex and Toby can do all that. Probably a good idea, seems he's trying to pinch all the free-range customers. I know. Why would he do that to his own business? I'm not surprised Neil's hacked off. Maybe I should have a word with Josh too. It's not a bad idea. You wouldn't listen to me. No, that's okay. I'm happy to do it.
Do you think I should try Tom again about the mob grazing? Or do you think it's too soon?
I don't know.
It was obviously really bad timing last week.
He just fired Jazza, hadn't he?
Yes. Oh, he's in a terrible state, Mum. You can't blame him for losing it.
All he can do is say no, Pip. So why don't you try? You might be glad of the distraction.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll call him now.
That's fine, if you want to.
I'd just really like to get it sorted. I'll catch you in a minute.
Okay. Come on, Tig. Let's go.
Hi, Pip.
Hi, Tom.
I've been meaning to call. Sorry about last week.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter.
You caught me at a bad time.
No, I understand. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, I suppose.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. Do you want to meet up?
Oh, Pip, that would be really nice.
I'd like to talk a farming thing through with you. But really, I'd like to see for myself how you are.
That's nice of you.
Do you fancy a coffee?
Lunch might be better, if you can make it.
Yeah, of course I can.
It'll be nice to see someone different for a change.
Is that Joe in there?
He's doing a grand job.
He's not going to wear himself out, is he?
Oh, no. Dad could knock them nails in his sleep.
You are making it wider, aren't you, Eddie? It was ridiculously narrow. Barely room for one.
Oh, yes, it'll be plenty wide enough for them. Have you seen the timber we're using? It's very hard wearing.
Well, it could hardly be more flimsy than that pasting table. And I trusted you to build an authentic piece.
Ah, well, you won't have that problem with this. It's pure quality, original Victorian timber.
Oh, it's reclaimed. Well, that's something.
Sorry about the collapse, though. I must say I'm surprised.
So long as it's finished by the time I come back.
When's that?
5.
Oh, yeah, we should be well clear by then. Actually, before you go, Linda, there is something.
What's that?
You see, it'll help us work out how much strength we need to build in.
What do you want to know?
Well, what sort of strain was the bed under exactly when it broke? You said we, so I'm assuming...
No, Eddie.
But if it's just the one...
All you need to know is that it has to be a lot stronger.
So she wouldn't be allowed home?
No. And she can't see Henry either. At all, as far as I can tell.
Oh, that's awful.
It's a nightmare, Pip. I don't even know when it'll end.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tom.
It's good to see you anyway.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the farming thing? Look, it'll wait if not.
No, I do. Go on. Weren't the Fairbrothers coming in with you?
Yes. They did talk about it, especially Toby. But neither of them's mentioned it in ages, so I'm not holding my breath.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, look, I'm going to use a few of our Herefords. And Dad suggested Angus's would be ideal to try out on the new system. They're such good grazing animals.
I had a feeling that might be it.
Did you? Was it a good feeling?
I don't know yet. You'll have to tell me more.
All right. Say we took a dozen of your Sturks and put them on for the next few months.
Right.
And then we'd send them back for the winter and all you'd pay would be the live weight gain.
You'd look after them in between?
Absolutely. I'd be managing the whole herd.
And this reduces the number of cattle you'd be supplying out of your own pocket?
Well spotted, Tom. But that is, of course, the main reason.
That's okay. Sensible idea.
I think I can offer you a pretty good deal, including insurance cover.
Well, I'd have to check with Dad first. Carrying fewer cattle could work well for us, though, if we increase silage and haymaking.
Oh, that sounds hopeful.
When would you want them?
We'd be starting in about a month.
Okay, Pip, I'll get back to you. Oh, I can't tell you. It's so nice to talk about something else.
I'm really glad I came over. But you're doing great, Tom. Just keep on standing by Helen. It's all you can do.
When did Joe go home?
A while back. A full day's a bit of a stretch for him at 94.
I'm sure it is.
We did everything you asked for, though.
Well, it's certainly wider than it was.
You got a completely new bed there.
Thank goodness. Oh, yes. The action seems reasonably smooth.
Oh, it's very smooth. We spent a lot of time on that.
It needs to be robust without being too clunky.
Would it help test the robustness if I got on with you?
Yes, it might.
We could try bouncing.
What are you suggesting?
Nothing. We like a road test, that's all.
No, thank you. I'm sure Robert and I can manage. It does feel sturdier, though.
Yeah, I said it would. Now, if you're happy with that...
You haven't done anything about the cowl yet.
Is the stove still working okay?
Yes, but that's not the point, Eddie. That shiny metal is hideous. It completely ruins the ambience.
Ah, well, you're in luck. As it happens, I've got a pot of black paint with me. We'll have that ambience fixed in no time.
So long as we give them a good price and Tony's okay, Tom says they're happy to go ahead.
That's great, Pip. Well done.
Well, it's a good start, isn't it?
What are you going to do about the rest of the cattle?
Oh, you mean once I've found them?
That shouldn't be too hard.
Well, I'll have to ask the bank for an overdraft, I suppose. At least it'll only be short term.
Oh, maybe we could give you a loan. We've already said we might, remember?
No, it's okay, Mum. You don't have to do that.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't want to feel like you keep having to bail me out.
Look, I know I had a moment before Christmas, but I really am happy to consider it.
Thank you.
I'd better check with your dad as well.
Okay, that would be brilliant.
Tea?
Thanks. Did you talk to Josh, by the way?
What was that you were saying about him not listening?
Oh, he must have listened to you.
Well, he was pretty bullheaded about it, to be honest. Is that you?
Yeah, it's Matty. I'll call him back. But tell me about Josh.
Well, he reckons he's the one who should be feeling let down by Neil, not the other way around.
How does he work that out?
Going into partnership with the Fairbrothers was the best way to restrict competition with the free-range eggs.
Oh, twisted logic or what?
Otherwise, it'd have probably blown them out of the water.
What, instead of which he's doing it for them?
That's a bit harsh. But he definitely thinks Neil should trust him more.
Well, I was talking to Rex. We reckon Josh thinks it might not be the worst thing in the world if the free-range eggs went under.
He didn't say that to me.
No. Well, he wouldn't.
But he's got to look after Neil and Haley's interests too. That's what being a partner's all about.
Try telling him that.
Oh, I'm going to have to talk to him again, aren't I?
Hello, Linda. Oh.
You haven't finished, have you?
No, not with the rain.
But we're running out of time.
We really aren't, Linda. If it doesn't stop tonight, I'll come back tomorrow. No, Friday's better.
I just want to see it completed, Eddie, so that I can progress my vision of the garden.
You'll be fine. Look how quick Bert's garden's coming on. Now Rex Fairbrother's giving him a hand.
Eddie, Bert is a marvellous gardener, but I am talking about aesthetics.
Well, in that case, you don't want to lower your standards by rushing.
Oh, perhaps you're right. Oh, I do hope I don't live to regret asking you in the first place. This isn't for me, Eddie. This is for the whole village.
I know, I know. We've had a few hiccups along the way, but you wait and see. This is going to be a beautiful reconstruction of a shepherd's hut, set in a garden fit for a queen.
Oh, I do hope so. Or I shall never hold my head up in Ambridge again.
Anything good in the paper?
Well, there's a fascinating article about the increase in extended families living under the same roof.
That does sound fascinating. Mm. Certainly doesn't apply in Justin's case.
And he's a lucky man.
Should have seen him yesterday when we moved in. He was like a pig in clover.
Not an image that springs readily to mind with Justin.
He absolutely adores the Dyer House. Suits him down to the ground.
It's a very desirable residence. Hard to imagine anyone not wanting to live there.
Now, Brian, there's no need to be like that.
Like what, Lillian?
Never mind. I do think he's made a mistake with the furniture, though.
In what way?
Basically, there's not enough of it. It's as if he's planning to live in only two or three rooms.
Perhaps he is.
Oh, don't be silly. And what he has brought is too small.
Really?
Well, you know what those rooms are like. Anything less than grande gets completely lost.
I dare say he'll cope.
Miranda's not the least bit interested either.
No surprise there.
So I've decided to take him in hand, as it were.
I'm sure he's very grateful. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, Brian.
Yes, Lillian?
Could you make sure this board meeting doesn't go on too long?
What? That's hardly up to me.
Well, I'm sure you can jolly it along.
Well, why would I want to do that?
Because I'm hitting Underwood with Justin straight after it.
Mine boggles.
We're on a try-before-you-buy mission, choosing furniture. It's so exciting.
I'm sure you can hardly contain yourself.
Oh, for goodness sake. Miserable man. You can stew in your own juice.
Isn't it lovely hearing the bees again?
How are yours doing?
All right.
Can you pass me those carrot seeds?
Here you are. Do you want another row of parsnips?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, my poor old knees are creaking.
Mine too. You know next week's AGM?
Yes.
Jean Harvey's still dithering over the agenda.
Why?
Oh, heaven knows. You'd have thought it would be perfectly straightforward.
Church AGMs usually are.
Perhaps she's thinking of starting a cult.
The Jean Harvey Appreciation Society.
Yeah, with a membership of one.
I think I might stop after this row, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course. It was nice of you to join in.
My pleasure, darling. Ooh, I noticed Linda's finally got her shepherd's hut in place.
Yes, I saw it this morning when I rode past. What do you think of it?
Looks rather good, actually. Better than I thought it would.
I don't think I'd want it in my garden, but then I'm not Linda.
No, indeed.
Have you heard she's looking for volunteers to help with a bring and buy sale on May Day?
No, but I'm sure we can manage that.
She's been hunting down the ribbons for the maypole as well.
Village life is definitely getting back to normal.
Having the hall back makes everything so much easier.
Yes, it just wasn't the same last year. Oh, that's enough for me.
Oh, do you want a hand getting up?
Yes, please.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I hope the slugs don't win.
Well, we'll just have to make sure they don't. Oh, that's better. Is Jim ready for his move?
Oh, no, not yet. The decorators are still working on the dining room. They should have finished last week.
Oh, dear.
I've got to finish his curtains, too. But at least the furniture's going in next week.
I bet he can't wait.
No, I think it'll be a very good thing all round.
What about Jazza?
Ah, there's a question.
Has Jim talked to him yet?
Not as far as I know. Ah, there we are. Finished.
I bumped into Ursula at the shop earlier.
Oh?
She said Rob's making such good progress. They're hoping he'll be home at the weekend.
Oh, that's good news. She must have been so worried about him.
Yes. But as for Helen...
Is she having any visitors yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, poor Pat and Tony. It must be so awful for them.
At least Anna went to see her on Monday.
Yes, thank goodness you thought of her.
It seemed obvious.
I'm sure they're really grateful.
Well, let's just hope she does a good job for them.
I'm sure she will, even if it does seem a hopeless case.
Well done, Brian. I thought Adam made a splendid case for looking at the no-till system, and the board obviously agreed.
It's not me you should be congratulating, Justin. I had very little to do with it.
Even so, you picked your moments to ask all the right questions.
But they were simply points that needed clarifying.
Well, he definitely pressed the right button with his emphasis on the potential for long-term profit.
Well, that's what we're in it for.
Quite. But as it seems initial yields are likely to go down, I thought it was a point well made.
But even with lower yields, the difference in margin should be relatively small anyway.
Hopefully. Very good coffee today, thank you.
All right.
Profit! That's what it always comes down to.
Of course.
The board doesn't really care about anything else.
Well, why should they? Believe me, if we don't achieve the predicted margins, it'll be game over.
Well, my hunch is that won't be the case, though.
Me too.
If I'm completely honest, I rather like the idea of being in the vanguard of greener, more sustainable farming methods.
Yeah, it's very fashionable at the moment.
You shouldn't be so cynical, Brian.
Not at all. But I'm just rather long in the tooth to keep jumping aboard whichever bandwagon happens to be passing.
Well, be that as it may, it plays very well with the circles I currently move in. And I'm sure Lillian will be pleased by the direction we're taking, too.
You think so? I doubt she'll be that interested.
Mm. All this business at Bridge Farm has rather affected her.
Yeah, well, it's not been easy for any of us.
Must be terrible for Jennifer, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole family's still in shock.
It's been a bad business all round. You have my sympathies.
Thank you, Justin.
At least I hear Rob Titchener's out of danger now.
Hmm.
The community can ill afford to lose people of his calibre.
That's very true.
Anyway, I must go. I have an appointment with Lillian. I can't keep her waiting.
But you'll bring those things of Dad's and Grandad's over with you?
Yeah, no problem, Elizabeth. So long as they're where I think they are.
That'd be great. I really want to encourage Freddie's interest in our family history.
Yeah, good idea. Pip's always been keen, but it's harder work with Josh and Ben.
Anyway, you're all welcome to come over any time you like, but dinner will be served at 7:30.
OK, well, I'm sure Mum will round us all up in good time.
Of course.
So, why are we making such a big thing of your 49th birthday?
Oh, you know Mum, David. Any excuse for a family get-together. It should be nice, though.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
That's Pip off to check the cows on the quad bike.
Oh, she does go fast on that thing. Remember when she came off it with, what's his name?
Yeah, Jude. Mm. Don't remind me. Ah, she's in a cheerful mood. We've just agreed to lend her the money to finance a new venture she's working on with Adam.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she'll tell you all about it tonight.
I hope my two share the same initiative as Pip and Josh when it comes to making a future for themselves.
Oh, well, it's not always plain sailing. Especially with Josh at the moment.
Oh, why's that?
No, it's a long story. I'll fill you in later.
OK. Oh, and Freddie says to remind Ben to bring the computer game they're all mad about.
Yep, we'll do.
But I better let you get on.
Thanks. Oh, are Kenton and Jolene coming?
Yes, rather amazingly. Apart from Dan, it's going to be an Archer's full house.
Isn't this fun, Justin?
Well, it's certainly one way of testing a mattress.
It's the only way, if you ask me.
Yes, well, I think that's probably enough now.
All right, if you insist.
Oh. Well, I think we've checked everything off, haven't we?
Well, there was that rather gorgeous dresser I told you about.
No, that's fine.
OK, then.
Now, I have a suggestion, Lillian. Why don't we buy it all here and save ourselves a lot of hassle?
No, Justin. This is only half the fun.
Really?
Yes. Now we go home and order everything online. It's so much cheaper.
Is it?
Yes. Come on, let's go.
I feel as though I've become your slave for the afternoon.
If only that were true, darling. I can't tell you how much fun it is spending other people's money.
Well, let me tell you, there are very few people I would trust to spend mine.
Well, then I feel very privileged. Now, here's a thought.
What's that?
How would you like to curry even more favour around the village?
Oh, go on.
You could do a lot worse than offer to buy the new stage curtains for the village hall. Especially now you're an established thespian.
I'd hardly say that.
No, you are.
Are they struggling to raise funds?
Well, there was a bit of a problem with the Lent appeal.
Oh, well, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Oh, that's the spirit, darling.
Your advice is definitely paying off so far, so why not keep going?
Has Kenton gone out with the others?
Yes, they're all looking at this game the kids have been going on about.
Oh, this has been a lovely evening, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Ah, it's Emma and Fallon you should be thanking. They've done all the hard work.
Well, I wouldn't feel guilty, though. It is your birthday, after all.
Oh, don't worry, I don't. Have you heard from Dan, Sheila?
Mm. Oh, yes. He's having a splendid time.
How did the presentation go?
Rather well, apparently. Even the Colonel was impressed.
He'll be a major before you know it.
He's got a few more ranks to go, David.
Yeah, I know.
But at least he can relax now with his friends in a nice hotel before they come back tomorrow.
Good for him.
He deserves it.
I'm glad everyone came tonight.
Yes, me too.
I'm so lucky having you all so close.
Yeah, good times and bad, eh, Mum?
That's right.
Especially when you see what's happening with your cousins.
Does anyone need a top-up?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, me too.
And me.
Then how about we raise a glass to absent friends?
Absent friends. All right. Well, seeing as we're in the mood for toasts, I would like to raise one to my little sister on her 49th birthday.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
She may only have been runner-up as Business Woman of the Year, but in this family, she is definitely Woman of the Year. What an achievement.
David, really.
No, it's true. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
So, Mum, did you name her after the Queen?
No, actually. Didn't even think of it.
90. Can you imagine?
Well, yes. I'm perilously close to it myself.
Still helping me with my veg patch, though.
So, let's have one more toast. Her Majesty the Queen.
The Queen.
The Queen. The
Queen.
The Queen.
And I hope her birthday's been as good as mine has.
You have to put their flags up everywhere.
Yes, Jazza, it's our national day.
It might be yours, Kenton, but it's no mine. Anyway, I thought it was the Mora.
Oh, we're celebrating the whole weekend.
That's being greedy.
It's not just St George. Yesterday was the Queen's 90th birthday.
She's the Queen of Great Britain, no England.
Yeah, yes, all right. But tomorrow is our patron saint's day and 400 years since Shakespeare died. Anyway, you had Burns night, didn't you?
That's one night. We've stretched to our 3 days.
Yeah, not for want of trying in many cases. That's 360.
Here you go.
Cheers. Oh, and don't forget, there's the FA Cup tomorrow and Sunday.
Aye, I might drop in for them.
Oh, good man. Oh, Eddie, evening. Pint of Shires.
No, better make it a half.
Cutting down, are we?
Eddie Grundy, last of the big spenders.
Yeah, very funny, Jazza.
You should be flush, big man. New Linda's paid you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's like getting blood out of a stone.
She won her money's worth.
Oh, tell me about it. I've spent all afternoon painting that chimney for her. But is she grateful?
I'm guessing the answer is no.
She seems to think we can keep tarting it up till the cows come home. The profit's virtually gone already.
Now, you two, I have got something to show you, and I promise that you are going to love it.
Don't tell me you're going to wear a kilt.
I know that. It's even better than that. Back in a sec.
So, you must be moving back in with Jim soon.
We haven't set a date yet, but there's no rush.
Yeah, it's got to be better than Fallon's sofa.
Aye, but Jim needs time to sort his cell out first. He'll let me know when he's ready.
Oh, right.
Here we are, gents. Take a look at these beauties.
Oh, is that St George and the Dragon?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's too much. I'm away to talk to Barry.
Oh, suit yourself, Jazza. Anybody would think you were Scottish or something.
Those costumes are brilliant. Where'd you get them?
Online. They've got an amazing selection.
Whoa! Love that chain mail.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
Why, are these for tonight?
The whole weekend. You and me.
I can't wait to see you in them.
Hang on. Who's St George and who's the dragon?
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? You should have got a dragon for Linda.
I weren't asking you, Eddie.
Right, all right. I'll just go and have a chat with Jazza and Barry.
Hey, come on, Jolene. I mean, you've got to admit, you will make a gorgeous dragon.
What are you saying?
It's a joke. I mean, I don't actually...
Kenton.
Yeah?
There is no way I'm going to dress up in that.
Are you having a laugh?
Well, yes, hopefully.
You want me to put that on new?
I'll pay you. Top whack.
I wouldn't be your dragon for all the tea in China.
Oh, come on, it won't be so bad.
The green suits you, Jazza.
Back off, Eddie.
Okay, no problem.
Your drinks will be free all night.
You seriously think I'm dressing up as a lizard on this weekend or all weekends?
That's a no, then, is it?
Aye, it's a no.
Can't say fairer than that.
You heard the man, Kenton.
How about you, Eddie?
No, thanks all the same.
Okay, so
that was plan B. I think it's time to move on to plan C.
Mr. Titchener?
Yes, Detective Sergeant Madeley.
That's right.
Come to take my statement?
Yes, I have.
I've been expecting you.
I'm sorry it's so late, Mr. Titchener. I couldn't get away earlier, I'm afraid.
No, it's fine. Suits me too. I had a sleep this afternoon.
Is there somewhere quiet?
Yes. Don't want to disturb the other patients, do we?
It is a confidential matter.
Of course. Are you happy to push? Sorry, I'm not as strong as I was.
No, that's okay. Brakes off?
Yeah, they are now.
Tell me I'm no dreaming.
You ain't dreaming. That's the best dragon I've seen in a long time.
Kenton, you sexy beast.
Thank you, Jezza, for those kind words.
Any time, pal.
Just remember, it could have been you.
Good evening, everybody. And welcome to the bowl for our St. George's quiz night.
I see you're wearing the trousers tonight, Jolene.
No, no. It's chainmail, Eddie. Keep up. Now, as you can see, we have made an effort tonight.
Looking gorgeous, though.
Well, thank you, Jazzer. But before we start, I'm going to let you all into a little secret, just in case you're confused. It was going to be the other way round.
Jolene, there's no need.
But I put my foot down. After all, there's no reason a woman can't be St. George in this day and age. Is there, Kenton?
No, my sweet, you're quite right. There isn't.
Is the correct answer. So, tonight, you got me as St. George, and Kenton here's my lovely little dragon.
Does he breathe fire?
If only, Jazza.
Kenton, do you want to give us a twirl?
No, I do not. Now, without further ado, it's time for tonight's quiz.
About time, too.
So, ladies and gents, have your pens and papers at the ready for our general knowledge round.
I'll do it. Right.
Right, okay then. Number one. What was built among these dark, satanic mills?
Getting back to the night in question.
I'm sorry, I know that's what you want me to talk about, but everything that happened comes from what I'm telling you. She'd been acting strangely for a long time.
Strangely?
Yes. When I met her, the person I fell in love with, she was a beautiful, intelligent, resourceful woman. It was only as time went by that I realised how unbalanced she was.
I'm really not sure how relevant...
No, please, please, hear me out. By the end, by the time this happened, I literally had no idea what she was going to do next.
You mean on the night itself?
Yes. Well, before that too. Frankly, she was a danger to everyone around her, especially poor Henry.
How was she a danger to him?
Well, where do you want me to start? She crashed the car when she was going to fetch him from school. She ran him a bath until it was scalding hot and then tried to put him in it.
Did you report this?
No. Well, you don't, do you? Not when it's a near miss. Besides, I wasn't completely sure it was deliberate.
Was there an incident on the day itself, something which triggered the events that happened?
Can you let me think about that?
But did the day start normally? You know, like any other day?
As far as I remember, yes. By that stage, normal and any other day were pretty abnormal by most people's standards.
How do you mean?
Well, most days it was as much as I could do just to keep her under control. She kept forgetting things, making mistakes. Then she'd lie about them. First they were just little lies, but gradually they became bigger and bigger.
Did she lie a lot?
Yes, she did. But it's difficult when you work with someone as well as live with them. You want to believe them. We were together 24/7. Helen insisted on that. I couldn't even trust her to be honest with me.
And you say it had been going on like this for quite a while?
Well, it definitely got worse when she became pregnant. I thought it was the hormones at first, but it was more than that. She has this friend, Kirsty.
Kirsty Miller?
Yes. Sorry, this isn't easy.
Do you want to take a break?
No. be all right. It's just... when you love someone that much and then...
Go on.
You're on the inside and it feels like everything's breaking down and there's nothing you can do about it. And then just occasionally you stand outside and you can see where it's all going wrong.
So by the time of the incident...
I had no one to talk to. I was surrounded by her family all the time. When my mother came to stay, Helen kept telling me to make her go away.
Your mother's Ursula Titchener?
Yes. We were really worried about Helen's anorexia, but she kept denying it. By that stage, she was opening my emails, reading my texts, all sorts. I'm sure a lot of it was down to Kirsty.
Why do you say that?
Because everything got worse when she came back into Helen's life.
And they've been close friends before?
That's one way of putting it.
How would you put it?
Let's just say I never really felt Helen loved me in the same way that she did... I mean, does Kirsty.
They were very close.
Very, very close. Of course, I don't know everything that went on before. I wasn't around then, but... well, Kirsty was going to marry Helen's brother, so the whole thing was pretty incestuous.
I see.
Sorry, do you think we could take that break now?
Yeah, sure. But when we come back, I really do need you to tell me in as much detail as you can exactly what happened on the day of the incident.
Country platters are going down well, aren't they? Hmm?
You have been very naughty tonight.
Oh, come here and give us a kiss, you big dragon, you.
All right, if you insist. But if you're not careful, I shall burn you to a crisp.
I love it when you talk dirty.
We make a pretty good double act, don't we? Though I'm not sure I'll manage the whole weekend being the butt of your jokes.
Oh, I don't know. I think you make a lovely butt. Right. Better get back out there for the second half. Come on.
I'm sorry. I really don't remember anything after that.
That's fine. Thank you, Mr. Titchener. Now, when you're ready, I'd like you to read through the statement, then sign it at the bottom to confirm it's a true record of what you've just told me.
You want me to do it now?
Yes, please.
Yeah, of course. It's getting late. I can't tell you what a nightmare these last few months have been. If only I'd known what I was getting into.
Easy to say afterwards.
Did I mention she's on antidepressants?
You did say something.
It's hardly surprising, I suppose. What with the eating disorder, her ex-partner's suicide, a weird relationship with her best friend. And how can you know these things when you first meet someone? When you fall in love with them.
Have one of these.
So sorry. I'm never like this normally.
Don't worry about it, sir.
It's a good job there's no one else here.
You're not the first, and you won't be the last.
No, but even so. I just can't understand why she did this to me. What did I ever do to her? All I did was love her.
Thank you. For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.